Okay, here's the deal. There is no doubt that Robert De Niro has been an awesome presence in American cinema, but he's shown up in some real crap in the past few years. And his co-star, Dakota Fanning, is a brilliant little actor in her own right. However, like De Niro, her talents are wasted in Hide and Seek. Fanning's just a movable prop that the director can light in a creepy way. As with most thrillers, the real problem with Hide and Seek is the ending, which has a weak and stifled surprise. And it wouldn't be so bad if it didn't take so long. But the movie keeps going and going and going as if we cared or were even interested. Hide and Seek shows that the best acting in the universe can't help a poor script or poor directing. Hide and Seek is 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.